choosing to be authentically yourself is a journey. You have to figure out who that is. And figuring out who that is by living who it isn't and discovering that and letting it go. It's kind of like sculpting, where you remove all the parts that, aren't the swan. But you don't really know what part that is until you start seeking the emergence of the swan, right? So there are ups and downs, and there are things we like and things we don't, and we discover and we let go and we move in a different direction. But I think that your reference to courage, I think, is a fundamental requirement, courage and curiosity. And it takes an enormous amount of courage for each of us to choose to become authentically the self that we are, as opposed to capitulating and become willing to simply become an acceptable version that somebody else will tolerate. I think a lot of us have spent our lives being not who we know we are, but being who we think others will accept. At the very, very least, others will not harm. So a lot of who we innately and intuitively are, we hide, because we've had lots of opportunities to discover how painful it can be when you don't hide.